The Feel Better Station for Warrington Hospital.
This is Radio General.
Now, the final hooter.
Greatness is never unintentional. It does not arrive by chance or seek out one special person to exist within. Greatness is a decision to get up in the darkest hours, to put foot before foot
again and again.
In solitude and servitude to a goal that lies deep within.
Greatness is earned.
Through practice,
through pain,
through repetition. It does not arrive in an instant, but creeps upon us slowly, like a rising sun.
In which every minute matters. Because it is not one moment, or one achievement.
Rather, it is an accumulation.
Not of how much you have,
but of how much you have given.
Greatness is never unintentional.
To have great intentions, for this is our time.
And know that you need not look for it, for you are close to greatness.
And the only obstacle you must truly overcome is yourself.
This is our time.
Okay, Adrian.
What I was going to say for that, I'm sorry.
I tell you, that was good. That was much better than your first effort.
It made the hair stand up on the back of my neck watching that.
I thought it was just your hairstyle, to be honest, mate.
Trying to say?
I don't know.
Are you criticising my haircut? Listen, there's worse haircuts in rugby league than mine.
There is. I think I've got one.
I mean, look at Ashton Simms, for example.
Oh, that's a good haircut.
You having a laugh.
He's got a lot of it.
That's about it.
He's the main man of Warrington.
Like he looks like a 1970s rocker.
Well, that's what he's after, like, isn't it?
Never mind playing rugby league. He's head banging.
Exactly. What's wrong with that exactly? He's a prop forward as well. They're meant to be head bangers.
Trying to forget anyone. That's a bit weird haircuts. Yeah. The man at Wigan.
Sean O'Loughlin.
No.
Willie Iser.
No.
Not Sean Wayne.
No, definitely not Sean Wayne. He's too grey, isn't he? Josh Charnley.
Josh Charnley, yes. He's got a bit of a cropped side, hasn't he?
And, I mean, what was that about last year when he had it in the bobble?
Well, I don't know. The bob was on last year.
Is it fashion?
It must have been.
Amongst these young players?
It must have been.
It was the beard that was the fashion last year. What's it going to be this season?
The moustache, to link it all together. What do you reckon?
Must chops. Yeah.
The chops, yeah. Yeah, definitely. Anyway, this is, of course, the final hooter. We are on Radio General and loverugbyleague.com.
We're back, baby. Super League's back. It starts. Round one kicks off very shortly.
Very
interesting
shortly.
Fixtures coming up to whet your appetite. And we've got plenty of people to tell us just how great pre-season's been.
Yeah, yeah. Everybody's,
and how great Super League's going to be.
Everybody's said the same thing, haven't they? They've all said it's been a tough pre-season.
I think they're lying.
I don't know. Listen, there's been lots of warm weather training, though.
Exactly, yeah. Mm.
There's been lots of running up hills.
There's plenty of guys with suntans in Manchester the other day, put it that way.
Just as long as they weren't any of that fake tan business. Surely we're not going into that type of thing.
Right, before we do all that, let's hear from Rugby League's newest head coach, Neil Jukes, as it was announced that Paul Rowley had resigned, to the surprise of everybody. Oh, so many people. But anyway, the day after Neil Jukes was announced as the new head coach, and Parky was in there talking to him first for the final hooter.
Frenzied weekend, I'd imagine, but how are you feeling?
Frenzied, but excited. Like I said, I had the discussion with Derek on Friday, and from a personal point of view, it didn't take a lot. I kind of assumed on Thursday that there'd be a lot of interest from other people, and whether we were going to go that route or stay with the guys that were here. But again, Derek was outstanding with myself. Showed a lot of confidence, a lot of faith, as did the captains. Got a lot of private messages off a lot of players, and that gave me confidence in making that decision. But then again, we'll address the players in an hour. They've come full of energy this morning, lots of smiles on their faces. So the early signs are good, and. No, like I said, we'll look forward to what's going to be a good week and hopefully a good season.
In a lot of ways, Neil, there's not a lot of change because you've been doing a heck of a lot of the job anyway, haven't you?
Yeah, a lot. And again, we've lost a great manager with Paul. Outstanding. Again, I can't pay him enough credit for what he's done to myself and how he's done it. He's put me in this position, really, ready for what I believe, you know, we can do, myself and Simon and Paul and all the S&C guys, the medical guys. He's left a good legacy there and something that needs to continue. I feel I owe a little bit to Paul to do that, to do it justice and ensure that what he's done needs to be replicated by myself to the guys underneath me. But yeah, I feel confident in what we can do. And like I say, looking forward to a real good season. Our schedule today won't change, whether Paul would have been in or not. What we'll do on field won't change. We'll get our day off tomorrow, Wednesday. We'll do video. We'll review it the same. We'll preview it the same way we would have done with and without Paul. And our tip sheet won't change much. We'll just concentrate on certain areas that we need to be a little bit better on and areas we need to be on the ball on, but that won't change. Our team run won't change. We'll get on the same bus, we'll go to the same place, we'll speak about the same things and we'll review it the same way again. So things won't change, and it'll all be about the players, whether that's good or bad. They'll take all the credit, I'll take all the garbage, but that's fine. That's what coaching is, and that's what I've embraced, and that's what, you know, I accept that challenge.
It's been a long apprenticeship for you, really, hasn't it? I'm thinking, going back to how you came through as an amateur coach, first of all, after your playing days, and you joined the club in 2009.
Yeah, it's just dealing with people. And like I said before, I think in any walks of life, no matter what you do, you've got to deal with people. And you know, whether that's on a building site or at rugby, you need them to have a smile on their face and enjoy what they do. And I feel I can do that. I've proven I can do that. And again, I've got a good relationship with the guys. As staff, we're fair, we're honest, we're brutally honest at times, whether that be for good or for bad. And it's just managing people. I think there's no given time on it, 2 years, 4 years, you know, it's 7 years now, dealing with, you know, some senior players. And through that time, done some things I probably looked back on and thought, yeah, probably do it a little bit different. Some things have been really good. But it's about them experiences, and no doubt, maybe one day this week, one day next week, something will happen and we'll reassess it. But yeah, I just think it's getting the people in the right frame of mind, buying into what we're trying to do, and everybody being in sync with one another. And on the back of that, like I say, I don't see there being a great big issue.
Now, he's always been known as Dukesy before he got this coaching role. Now, is it going to be Mr. Dukes?
Oh, he's always Dukesy to me because I've known him that long.
Okay, you're your name dropper. Everybody else, it's Mr. Dukes.
Yeah, but to me, it's Dukesy. No, to be honest, I'm really pleased for Neil that he's got the opportunity to step into the top job at Lee. He's done a long apprenticeship, like I alluded to in that particular interview. He's been at the club since 2009, so he's been working away in the background. He now feels it's his time.
Yeah.
Just to get back on the mantra that the rugby league is putting out.
They dropped the every minute mattered thing and gone, this is our time.
It's still time, though. It's all time related.
So we've heard from Rugby League's newest coach in Neil Dukes. Let's hear from one of Rugby League's outstanding coaches. He's been around the blocks throughout the years.
One of the elder statesmen.
One of the elder statesmen, isn't he? John Keir, still enjoying his Rugby League with Batley.
Tell us how pre-season's gone over at Batley.
Yeah, it's gone as well as can be expected, shall we say, because obviously, like any club, we've had difficulties getting onto fields because of the adverse weather. But what we've had to do is make do and mend. Our gym work's been excellent. We have done other indoor sessions. We've been on a 3G, we've been on a hockey all-weather pitch, a sand-based one. So we've made do and mend, and we feel that we've made the best of what's been a tough situation because of the weather. So we feel we're in a good place, we feel as if we've prepared well, and we feel as if we're ready for round one. And it's the ultimate test, you know. I think if you ask anybody, ask the bookies, or they're not happy party with the money. Lee are obviously the favourites for the competition, and with the quality of the player roster, so they should be. And I'm looking forward to round one so that we can really see where we are, and then I think we'll be able to gauge realistically where we can aim for in this coming season.
It seems every time that I speak to you regarding club matters, you've always got a pair of new halfbacks just settling in, and it's something a bit similar this year, isn't it, with Dominic Brambani coming in. You've got Pat Walker, and you've also got James Davey as well, all new to the club.
Yes, we have, and they're quality signings on, and that's one thing that's buoyed me and made me real excited about this coming year. They've had a great impact on the club during training, They brought that elite championship player professionalism to some of our younger players, and they've been learning off them. But also the trial games we've played, they fitted in really well, and we've seen obvious benefits from their quality, their experience, their game management coming through. But we've also seen them challenging other players, and in all honesty, one of the best players we've had on the training field and in the trial games has been Kane Southernwood.
Really? Yeah.
Who's a halfback, and yeah. What he's done, he's answered the questions that I actually posed to him. Because I mentioned to Kane that I'd brought two new halfbacks in, and my intention was to play Walker and Brambani as 7 and 6 initially, and he's responded, and I will find it very difficult to leave Kane Southernwood out, so I may well have to mix and match to make sure Patch Walker plays somewhere else. And that's what I wanted. That's the response that you want from your squad. You don't want them sort of cowering down and say, oh, the big boys are in town now, so I'll turn over, have my tummy tickled by them. No, I want them to stand up, go eye to eye with them, toe to toe, and compete with them. And that's what that kid's done, and it's had that similar effect across all of the squad, and I'm really looking forward to the coming season.
Usually at Batley, it's a really good club for uncovering a nugget of a player that's potentially been missed somewhere else. Have you got anybody in that sort of category this year?
I think with a number of players, you know, who are high quality players and perhaps may well go under the radar, but I'll let you guys and I'll let the opposition now have a good look for them. I don't want to tip anybody off about any little nuggets that we've got, but we just feel that we've got a real group of competent quality players who have worked really hard on coming together in a group and who are relishing the challenge that's coming up. And we know it's going to be a challenge because there's four full time, you know, people go on about Lee, but it ain't just Lee. You've got London, you've got Sheffield, and you've got Bradford who are full time as well. You've got Featherstone and you've got Halifax who've spent a considerable amount of money on their squad. So it's a high quality division, but you either cower down and you're frightened of it, or you embrace it and get stuck into it, and that's what we intend doing.
What would constitute a good season then for Batley this time? I mean, you've already highlighted some of the other facets that are in the competition.
Well, we want to upset as many people as we can, and by that I mean we want to really challenge the opposition so that anybody who comes to Batley, if they take the 2 points, they've got to earn them. And when we come to their place, we want to challenge them on their own midden as well. And that's basically going to be us. That's going to be our little mantra. And we'll see where it takes us. But realistically, if we got in the top six, I'd be delighted. Because, you know, as I said, there's four full-time teams in there. There's some big spenders part-time as well. So if we get in the top six, we'll have had an absolute stellar season. But our mantra is we'll challenge you and let's see how you respond.
What a tasty start to the Championship season. That's going to be Lee against Batley on the hill. Rangi Chase won't know where he is.
I tell you what, yeah, I think there's a few of them Lee players who'll be looking.
He'll roll up, he'll think, you know, this is not a bad training ground. Right, we're going to the main stage, and they go, hang on, Rangi, it is the main stage. Misses it.
You're here, pal. Yeah.
Yeah, you can see it now, can't you?
To be fair, though, I mean, Batley will fancy themselves, won't they, ahead of this game. Lee's had a changing coach. You know, they've got the most experienced guy in charge in the entire competition. And I think that's going to be a crackerjack of a game, to be honest. I'm really looking forward to it. I'll be there.
I'm sure you will be.
Running up that hill. I'll be doing my Kate Bush impression. Just not on this show.
Just don't sing, please. Yeah, that all happened at the Championship launch in Manchester. They're both in Manchester, actually. You know, the Super League one in Gorilla.
What, the ex-Gorilla?
It was a bar in Manchester.
Oh, right, okay.
With a bit of a venue and arena on the back of it.
Was it upstairs? On...
A bit of everything, really. And you had that one where we went to at Worsley Hall, very swish hotel upstairs in Manchester.
Marriott.
And it was the tale of two launches. And the tale of sandwiches in the Super League one, they couldn't give the sandwiches away for some reason.
In the Championship one, you couldn't lay your hands on a
bottle. There was 40 rugby league players there. Woof, gone. As soon as you put them on this plate, wow. See ya.
I owe you lodge your complaint with the RFL.
I lost a stone and a half.
Did you?
That was just because you were chasing
around that tomato, that's why.
that tomato, is he a new signing?
Well, there was a tomato that used to play over at Warrington, wasn't there?
I'm not sure.
Oh, no, that was Tomati, wasn't it?
Tomati.
There he was, yeah. Classic.
Right. Okay, in between quaffing all the free sandwiches that were out at the Worsley Hall, you caught up with Andy Fornley, Phil Vivas, James Cole, Paul Sykes, Sam G, and they all spoke to you about the brand new season, representing Swinton, Workington, Whitehaven, Dewsbury, and lastly, the mighty Oldham.
Andy Thornley, Andy, new challenge at Swinton this year in the Championship. How's it been going in pre-season?
Yeah, it's been going well. Like, we've really had to kind of dig in, and we've had a bit of trouble with the weather and that, but it's been the same for everybody else this year. But we've really tested our new coaching team, pretty much put together this year, and the lads have really dug in.
Yeah, there's a lot of changes to the playing staff this year, with 14 newcomers, I think, accounted, 12 departures. Yeah. A lot of comings and goings, really.
Yeah, it was kind of pretty similar to what it was last year, but the lads have really integrated well together, and there's a lot of youth in our team and enthusiasm, and it really looks like we're looking, gelling really well.
In some respects, it was a little bit of a surprise Swinton doing quite as well last season, but it was a great year overall, and what a way for it to finish with that drop goal winning the grand final.
Well, yeah, I don't remember too much about that because I had to go off to the hospital. I think it was 30 minutes before the end of the game. But
trust me to ask you that.
I know. Yeah, I was sat in a car at the hospital, but yeah, it was a great year all round, really. Like, obviously, all the changes that we made to the team and the progress that we was able to make throughout the year and eventually get promotion to the Championship was a great result for the club.
Obviously, it's going to be a difficult task, but it's one that you've experienced during your time at Lee previously.
Yeah, that's what I mean. There is a few old heads as well in the team, with ex-Lee players and stuff. So there are players in the team that's been there and been through that, and hopefully that experience will put us in good stead for Swinton.
John, by Phil Vivas, Workington Town, and how's pre-season gone up at Workington, Phil?
Oh, probably the same as everyone else. You know, we've put a lot of work into our players and a lot of fitness and a lot of technical side of things, but. Other than, I think I had six guys that had been in hospital for major operations that were in rehab, so they're not going to be right for the start of the year, so that's the downside of it. But other than that, I think our pre-season's been pretty good.
You brought in some impressive personnel this season. I'm thinking, you know, your likes of Ryan Verlinden, of course. You know, there's a lot written about him this time last year over at Featherstone. For one reason or another, it didn't quite work out for him.
Yeah, no, I brought Ryan in. He's sort of... He's been back in Australia and he's been training with Newtown over there while he's been waiting for his passport. So he's come back now 2 stone lighter than what he was to Featherstone, and he's looking as fit as a butcher's dog at the moment. So I'm looking forward to see how he goes. And I brought in another kid from Canterbury Bankstown and Oliver Gordon. Two good Aussie signings and a couple of local ones as well. And Declan Hume from Widnes, and the re-signing of Jared Sammet was massive for us.
Yeah, because I mean, Jared really added to your team last year, didn't he?
Massively,
I was looking, and I think you played 13 games, and you won 7 of them.
I think we won more than 7.
I
think you might be. Yeah, because I think his first game was Sheffield away, which we came up short. And I think the first 2 games, I don't think we got. And I think we won 9 out of 11. So coming into that, so yeah, it was big for us.
But either way, you know, massive signing.
It's huge. You know, he's a huge personality. He's done what he's done in the game, and he made a lasting impression on our supporters and on my board, so it made the job a little bit easier in convincing him to sign him. But, you know, he works well. I've got a good rapport with him as coach and player. He's one of the vice-captains of the team, so it's a good rapport, and he can get my message across to a lot of people. Jared's kept the same number that he had last year in 28. Latu Fifita wanted 29. There's a couple of gaps in there that I was hoping to fill. I was hoping to get 30 players, and as it turns out, I've got 25. So it's still 5 short to where I want to be.
So I'm joined by James Coyle, Whitehaven boss. And how's it been looking pre-season-wise up at Whitehaven this year?
Well, yeah, it's been good. Yeah, it was good to get a full pre-season instead of, you know, dropping it on us in February like it happened last year. A few things that we thought we needed to fix up from last season we spent a lot of time working on. It's not been great with the weather up there. Conditions have not been good, and it's been difficult getting a pitch. I think Phil's had the same problem. Finding somewhere to train has been a big issue. So, you know, we've been limited in what we can do, but we've made the best of a bad situation.
You made some pretty good signings. The fella sitting next to you, Liam Carberry, as well. Also, you brought Grant Gore back after his successful stint.
Yeah, I think, you know, from what we had last year, we've got quite a bit of continuity. Some of the lads who came from Widnes have signed on a full-time basis, and it's good to get them in our environment and get them in our squad. So it's a good position for us to be in.
You also brought the exciting Louis Joffre back as well.
Yeah, Louis was good for us last year. We really missed him when he went back to France, so we thought it was important to try and, you know, do something in getting him back into our squad. And this year, he's going to be with us for the full season. He's our player, and that is, it's all good for us.
Well, I mean, last year he was doing a lot of big stealing and borrowing because your squad was a little bit short, wasn't it, by the time you took over the job?
Yeah, I think we used 45 players last year, which I'm hoping we don't go anywhere near that this time. Whether that was down to, you know, a lot of injuries and loan players being taken from us and going backwards and forwards. But, you know, this year we've got a more balanced squad. We've got about 24, with about four or five dual reg players available on a regular basis. You know, they'll probably change as the weeks roll through, depending on who's playing well at Widnes and what injuries they've got. But, yeah, we've got about 27, 28 to pick from. And if we can keep those boys healthy, which I'm hoping we will do after a good pre-season, you know, people are conditioned better this year. We've worked on a lot of things, you know, to stop, try and prevent injuries. So we should be in a better situation come the end of the season.
And, you know, finally, from an outsider looking in, who should be the guys to look out for this year up at Whitehaven?
I think Richie Beaumont will probably have a big year. You know, he's been troubled with a lot of injuries over the past three or four seasons, so, you know, it's good to see him fit and healthy, and he's feeling better than he has done in a long time, so I'm expecting a good year from him. Again, Sam Brooks is Sam for Widnes. Being in a full-time environment day in, day out, but still be playing for us, I think we should see the benefits he'll get from that.
So I'm joined by Paul Sykes, new signing for Dewsbury this coming season. And Paul, just tell us first of all how the pre-season's gone for the Rams.
Yeah, it's gone pretty well. You know, boys have been training really hard, and you know, we've had a few hit outs, and most recently yesterday we had a good result against London.
And for yourself, you're a Dewsbury lad, it's took you long enough to get back there, I suppose. How are you finding it?
Yeah, it's good. You know, I'm just close to home, and you know, I've always wanted to have a, you know, crack at playing for my hometown club. You know, I used to play in finals there when I was a kid, and it'll be good to, you know, pull the shirt on and to play in the first championship game.
And your coach has put together a really competitive squad this season, hasn't he? Looking at it, there's a lot of competition for places.
Yeah, definitely. We've got a big squad, and we've got a lot of strength in depth. And you know, everybody's trained well, and everybody's played the part in the friendlies. So we'll have a little bit of a selection idea come the first game.
Do you have more of a leading role in it?
No, you know, just trying to be one of the boys. You know, if anybody asks me for a bit of input, you know, I'll be happy to give it. And you know, especially the younger lads, and you know, if the coach wants a bit of input, I'll be happy to give it to him as well. So,
what would constitute a successful season for Dewsbury this season? Are we talking about, you know, Championship Shield success, or we're talking top four?
We just want to be a competitive team. You know, be respected by other clubs. And you know, if it finishes out, maybe do one step further than what they achieved last year.
I left Whitehaven the year they got promoted, and then moved to Oldham. So I've not actually played at Championship yet.
Right. Okay. So it's a new experience for yourself
it's
as well.
It's a new experience for me. Yeah.
So tell us, what can we expect from Oldham? Because they're sort of coming up. There's only been one or two changes to the squad from last year, really, hasn't there?
Yeah. The squad hasn't changed much. We brought some good lads in that I think can add like a bit of experience, and just tough lads that just want to play. But yeah, I think people will underestimate us, and I think that'll go our way.
And nice that you've got the home ground situation sorted.
We got told that it was 100% sorted, and the next minute it wasn't. But no, it's finally sorted now, and it looks like a really decent pitch to play on.
Are you allowed to do any training on it, or have you just got to wait till game days to play?
Pretty much till game day now. With the bad weather and that, the football team were a bit unsure about us training on it. So the first time we'll actually go on to the pitch is when we play Broncos at home.
One that you're looking forward to, I'm guessing?
Oh, it'll be fun. Yeah, I can't wait, to be fair. But it's always good to challenge yourself, and to start the Championship out playing against Broncos, it is a good thing to do, to be honest.
Now, I know this is the first time that I've met you. I've read a lot about your career, and that you offer great utility value. It's always something that's, you know, sort of mentioned with yourself. Where can we be expecting you to be playing most of your rugby this year?
It's got to be nine. I think at the minute, Nobby, our coach, I think he's pretty much said you'll not be doing much in the backs this year. It'll all be from nine. Possibility of playing loose forward as well. So I'm looking forward to actually getting back into the nine position.
And as well, What are you expecting from the Championship?
Some tough Sundays and some awful Monday mornings at work. No, you know, like there's no easy games. There's no games that you think you can have a bit of a day off. There's nothing like that. It's just constantly hard work.
The Feel Better Station for Warrington Hospital.
This is Radio General.
Now, the final hooter.
Get you mixing with the stars of the Championship, eh?
Oh, I'll tell you what, there's some top guys, some real top blokes in the Championship.
We had two Wiganers, we had a Mancunian, we had an Australian, we had a Yorkshireman.
Exactly, yeah. I speak to anybody, me. You know what it's like.
In between all the free sandwiches you're stuffing down your face.
Oh, no, I couldn't find any. I was telling you, I went through and I saw that these sandwiches had twisted up edges. I thought, I'm not going anywhere near them.
Well, we heard Sam G talking about Oldham's first game against those Broncos, i.e. London Broncos. So I thought we'd catch up with Andrew Henderson, see how life in London is going to be for 2016. Andrew Henderson, another brand new season to look ahead to. What kind of challenges are you expecting for the Broncos this year?
A lot of tough challenges. We're certainly not going to get it all our own way. There's not too much motivation for teams that play against us, you know what I mean? We're a team from the south and we're full-time. So, a lot of the opposition we come up against are going to raise their game and be enthusiastic and make life difficult for us. So, in terms of us this year, we've got to be better than we were last year. There's no doubt about it. Obviously, we've got an aim of being in the top four, like most teams in this competition have. But we're just going to have to, like I say, learn to, I guess, certainly early in the season, adapt our style of play. We've had the luxury of where we train is where we play on the 4G pitch there at Trailfinders, and which allows us to play an expansive, quick up-tempo game, which is the style of football I want to play. Certainly these early rounds away from home, and we found out yesterday in one of our pre-season friendlies, we try to play dry weather football in a mud bath. It just can't be done, and we've got to change our mentality in the way we play early doors, certainly in the Championship, because, teams are physical and they play a simple game but an effective game, and they're tough and they complete well and all those little things. So hopefully, we're going to get off to a good start to the season. We've got Oldham away first game, so I expect a tasty hit out there and a tough hit out, and hopefully, like I said, we'll be good enough on the day to get the 2 points.
Broncos are introducing a new venue to Rugby League. How will the opposition fans and teams find that?
Yeah, well, I think, well, I'm hoping they'll struggle with it, to be honest, because it is a different surface, and the ball bounces differently, and just the way that what you can do on the pitch as well. So I think the fans that travel down will enjoy the facility. It's not obviously a traditional London big stadium venue, but it's a very it's a stadium that's you're on top of the game, and a cracking atmosphere there. And I think the travelling fans will enjoy their time at Trailfinders Sports Club, but hopefully the teams that come down won't.
You'll be looking to make it a fortress, but are you more than happy about your recruitment's gone for this season?
Yeah, I think in terms of what was available on the market and the money that I had at my disposal to spend, I'm pretty happy what we've recruited. We retained obviously a number of players from last year, and a number were on 2-year deals anyway. But like I said, we've brought in some players that know the Championship, so won't be overawed by what they're facing. And I'm happy, mate. We've got a fairly young side. I think the average age is probably 23, 24. But I've got a long-term plan, and I want to build this team over the next 3 years. And my sort of thoughts is, if I can keep the nucleus of this team together over the next 3 years, then it's going to get better each year. And we add that bit of quality we need each year, or areas I feel we need to strengthen, we'll do that to be better each year. So I just hope I get given the time to do that and help rebuild this club and the team.
23 and 24, that makes me feel really old.
I hope that he's given the time as well, because Andrew Henderson, one of the nicest guys in rugby league, I think.
Yeah, new venue again for London Broncos. Hopefully this will be a long-term project for them. They're playing out in Enfield, is it?
It's Ealing. Ealing Trailfinders. Right. I was having a look myself. Yeah, it's a little bit difficult to get to, but yeah, I can add another couple of grounds myself to go to this season.
It's going to be a great season for all these ground hoppers, isn't it? To be able to go to a Stanley Bridge Celtic as well when Oldham play.
Stanley Bridge Celtic, yeah. I'm really looking forward to going there as well. In fact, I'm just one of those saddos that you'll see who marks off where they've been.
Toulouse making a reintroduction to the English league this season as well. How do you think they're going to go?
I think they're a great unknown, to be honest. I mean, they've dominated the French competition for a good couple of years, haven't they? And they've had a change in coach as well since the last time that they were in the Championship, where really although they were pretty good on their own home ground, they weren't much good when they came away from the south of France, were they? So, again, like your Cumbrian clubs, it's going to be a key is the away form, to be honest. They can be really, really good at home, but I tell you what, there's some good, good teams in that Championship One competition this year.
Got to thank Andrew Henderson for the geography lesson as well. London is a club in the south, you know.
Yeah, yeah, fair enough.
Did you know that?
Yeah, yeah, it's a fair point well made.
Thank you very much for pointing that one out. I didn't want to be going to Scotland if I'm going down to London.
I think you would have known you were heading in the wrong direction, to be honest, mate.
Yeah, without a doubt. So, yeah, Toulouse making a reintroduction into the English League in Championship One. And despite their off-field problems, there still is going to be a club this season in North Wales as well.
Really pleased about that. And what's even better is it's a couple of guys involved there that I know pretty well from their time at Lee and in the amateur game as well. I'm talking about Alan Hadcroft, and you caught up with him, Anthony Murray.
Andy Murray, rugby league season getting ready to get for lift off in League One. How's life in North Wales this season?
Yeah, it's okay. Obviously, like, you know, it's been well documented. Our off the field issues have been a little bit of a struggle, but on the field, you know, the boys have been training quite well and staying positive. And our link with Salford has been really good. We've had a couple of in-house training sessions against Salford and things like that. So preparation-wise, like, you know, on the field's been, you know, pretty positive.
Your field stuff, is that pretty worrying?
It's worrying. I don't think we're any different to anybody else, really, at our sort of level. Like, you know, everybody's, what do you call it, robbing Peter to pay Paul sort of thing, aren't they? But we've just got to get on with it. It's not in our control. Like, you know, obviously we're aware of it. You know, we've been asked to take a pay cut so that the club's in a better financial position and a bit more stable. And at the end of the day, the club's got to come first, hasn't it? You know, without the club, you know, there isn't anything, is there? So,
because of them restraints, how difficult has it been in terms of recruitment then?
Obviously, that's why our recruitment's been slightly different to previous years. You know, my main objective was to keep majority of the squad together from last year, the ones that I really wanted, you know, the experienced players and the players that had been there for quite a while, and then needed to build that around with young players, really, which is our recruitment drive. There's been a lot of players who have been coming from Lee, from the academy at Lee. We've got a couple who are on loan from Lee, and then obviously, like, you know, in the amateur market as well, we went in there and got Earl Hurst from St Pat's, and we dipped into Ryan Smith, who was at Rochdale last year. So purely and simply, our recruitment drive really has been, you know, based around financial sort of position we're in. But in saying that, the players that we brought to the club have come out of some quality systems. You know, the lads who have been at Lee have been in some real good systems and well coached. They've fitted into our group really well, and what you get with young players is enthusiasm and players wanting a chance to prove themselves. And then obviously, like, you know, Ryan's been at the top of his game at amateur level, and then played 22 games last year for Rochdale and was a standout player for them. So, you know, it was a little bit of a coup that for us, getting Ryan Smith, you know. And I wanted to target the halfback area. We've got Jock Hansen as well from Lee, so we've got some quality now around that halfback area as well. So, you know, all's good on the field side.
Looking at the challenges ahead, what are you expecting?
I'm just expecting us to be competitive, that's all. The competition's going to be even more fierce this year. Obviously, Toulouse are in the competition. You've got Hunslet that have come down, that are always strong, especially the links that they've got. Obviously, you'll have York competing there again. You'll have Keighley competing there again. Barrow have signed heavily, and they've really set their intentions with who they've signed and, you know, what sort of recruitment drive they've had. So the competition's going to be wide open, and then you've got the southern teams have all been recruiting really well and been recruiting from overseas, quite a lot of them as well. So I just think the competition's going to be wide open, and all we do at Crusaders is, like, you know, we'll just give 100% every time we play, and hopefully we're in that top eight.
That'd be the challenge for them, to get in that top eight, won't it?
It will, yeah, because they're having a similar type of split. We had the middle eights, didn't we, last year? We had the top eights in Super League, and League One is also having their own split this year, so that's going to be fascinating how that turns out. And really nice to hear Anthony talking there about the problems there, which North Wales Crusaders have been having, but yet they've overcome them, and they're sticking together strong, aren't they?
You need to check some of them close my way. They're going to be clocking up the miles again, aren't they?
Yeah, tell you what, I used to think that if you got a car off Steve McCormack, you were getting a bad deal because of the amount of miles that you're doing, but tell you some of these other places that we've got to go to, you're really clocking up the mileage.
Well, Barrow are in there, they've got to go over to Toulouse.
Yeah, then you've got Coventry, you've got Coventry, London Scholars,
Oxford,
you've got Oxford,
Gloucester.
Gloucester, South Wales.
Wow.
Now,
we mentioned North Wales have got some off-field problems, but last year York were in the same position. They came out through all that challenge to be able to compete. and they're back again to do it all again. So that should give North Wales something to look to and build on, won't it?
Definitely, yeah. I mean, you know, James Ford had the hardest job in rugby league last year because I think they played at about three or four different home grounds over the course
anywhere
of the season.
Anywhere but York, wasn't it?
It was there at one point, yeah. It was like they played at Featherstone, they played in Castleford. Eventually, they did manage a couple of venues in York, but it's nice to see them fairly well settled with the football club now.
Yeah, he's back, ready and raring to go, and he didn't have much grey hair as well.
Oh, well, that's good. That's always a good sign.
It is. James Ford, brand new season ahead for York. How's life in the World Rugby League in York at the minute?
Oh, really promising. You know, obviously we've got the confirmation of our home ground this season. You know, a little bit more stability of our training facilities. So our schedule's been not undisrupted, as opposed to last year when it was all over the place. To call it ad hoc would have been. Complimentary, but yeah, and the boys that we've brought in have added to the squad, and the work ethic's been fantastic. And to be honest, at the minute, I'm pretty pleased with where we're at.
Mentioned last season, how much of a challenge was that last year, and to achieve so much as well with it?
Yeah, certainly. No, it was certainly tiring, and I didn't foresee that. During my first year as head coach, to keep the spirit and the togetherness in the camp when things was so unorganised and was challenging. And I'm really thankful to the playing group because. It's certainly playing groups that I've been in the past. There would have been some division, but they stuck together and they backed me and turned up and worked hard for me. And you know, I'm really in debt for that attitude what he displayed.
So when York takes to the field, what can the fans expect from York?
Oh well, listen, we're going to be an attractive team. We're going to move the ball around. You know, we're not here to grind teams and win. We're on conversions. We want to score tries. We want to entertain people. But at the same time, we need to learn some lessons from last year. And occasionally, we probably need to pull back that attacking mentality and get a couple more completions to make sure we do win a couple more big games. But our nature is we want to attack, and if that's our nature, it's probably our strength. And we're going to come at teams again this year.
Where do you feel them threats are going to come from?
I think last year, though, the threat was how the team combined together. You know, the halfbacks, the fullback, they built up a real fluid relationship, and their understanding was really good. And we also had some threat on the edges with young Greg Minikin. Fortunately for Greg, he's moved on to Castleford, and we wish him all the best, and I'm sure he'll be a success there. But it doesn't leave a hole in our right edge. But we've got other young centres who are also promising in their own right, and it's time for them to stand up and show other people in rugby league that there's more than Greg Minikin as a young three-quarter at York City Knights.
You mentioned it was your first year as a head coach last year. Did you enjoy the ride despite those challenges?
I loved it. You know, I loved every minute of it. It's a challenge. You know, talk to the media, to the players, to the supporters. It's certainly different to being a player. And I will say this, it's certainly a lot harder. I seriously sit there in the dressing room looking at, you know, for example, Paul, and thinking I could do that. It's, and until you're in their shoes, you don't quite realise just how hard it is. And you know, probably if I go back in time now, probably be a little bit easier to coach than what I was.
Oh, is he kind of saying he was awkward to coach as a player?
What a brilliant last question. I thought that was a superb last question.
Naughty,
there, Adrian.
Naughty James Ford. He's been concentrating as a player.
He's giving away his secrets isn't he? But yeah, really insightful interview, and really pleased to hear that York City Knights are on the way back up again after, like we said, a bit of a terrible year last year, wasn't it?
It's good news they're back in York regularly as well. Brand new home.
Definitely.
All in the bag. And hopefully they might get back into the Championship.
Oh, well, I hope so, because they're always one of the most friendliest clubs that you can go to be honest, York, and they've certainly got some good young talent, which James alluded to though.
You could ever write a story of rugby league about a club. York's got a good tale to tell, hasn't it?
It has, yeah. I mean, it's been going for years and years. They've had umpteen changes in management and stuff, and also I just get the feeling that they're still a club of an immense potential. If I was thinking I got a load of money and I'm thinking I want a club to go into Super League, I'd be investing it in York, to be fair.
It's a challenge for Kukash.
It's a challenge for anybody.
It's been Manchester, when they try York. He's into raw horse racing. They've already got a race car.
That's true, yeah. Yeah, he could get his race horses running regularly there, couldn't he? Man, he's got Haydock just up the road.
Yeah,
so,
sure.
You know, he's got him in there as well.
He certainly has.
Are you trying to spend more of Kukash's millions?
Listen, he's got millions to spend. It's just a tip off the iceberg for him.
Oh, leave him alone. Let him get Salford right. I think he's going to do it this year as well.
You think so?
I do, yeah, yeah. I think they've got a much better squad this year, much more balanced, and I think that they could cause ructions.
Yeah, it was a tale of two launches, wasn't it, before the ball's kicked. We've had the Championship launch. Let's talk Super League, shall we? Let's talk with Leeds Rhinos, as Callum Watkins says. He's quite excited about the start of the new season.
Exciting. We're looking forward to a new season. A huge challenge for us, obviously, for everyone involved, so... certainly looking forward to a huge season.
Says Callum Watkins, it's a new beginning on the club handbook. I suppose you've got the big three within the team. It certainly is, isn't it?
Yeah, definitely. You know, we recruited a couple of players in, it's been great for our club. But obviously, the three guys that have gone, it's, you know, they're irreplaceable. So yeah, it's obviously a new beginnings for everyone involved in terms of that leadership kind of thing. But no, that's a challenge for us to build on that, to build on the future of some of our younger players, and bring them into a successful period which we've been in, and hopefully continue that.
It's certainly been a challenge pre-season wise, trying to find the training base.
Yeah, it's not been ideal, obviously, but you know, we've been on the road a little bit, but we've tried to turn that into a positive, because we get that same amount of time on the field and same amount of time, you know, in the gym, but it's, you know, obviously in different places. But the people that have looked after us, that have, you know, let us use their facilities, have been great. So, you know, it's been a huge thanks to them, and in helping our preparation, obviously, for the season.
You had the league and cup doubles. How much pressure is there on you guys this year?
Oh, there's always huge pressure. There's a huge amount of pressure. Everyone wants to win, and did what we did last year. So. Teams obviously will be after us, obviously, and they'll want to do what we did last year. So it makes that competition a lot more intense, a lot more tougher. You know, we just got there in the end last year, and you know, we have to put that to bed now and focus on a new challenge. We've got to bring that hunger back, you know, in us, and hopefully we can do that. We're looking good in terms of pre-season, in terms of training, and preparing for a big season. So we're certainly looking forward to that.
Start off with Warrington, that is that the kind of game you'd want to kick off with?
Yeah, definitely. You know, they've recruited well, they've come up to a good side, very good squad, and pre-season's been going well for them, so that's the kind of game that you want to be involved in, that tough, intense game. And we've got that for the first game, which is huge beneficial, us leading to a good start for the year, and also World Cup Series coming up soon as well, so we need that physicality, we need that challenge, you know, the start of the year. So it's going to be tough, but you know, certainly looking forward to it.
Start of the year, how's Callum Watkins feeling?
Good, excited, can't wait to get going. Pre-season has been great. We're looking forward to getting out there Thursday night against Warrington, and hopefully build on that throughout the month or so. So certainly looking forward to it. Yeah, I'm excited, can't wait to go.
I can't wait to go. I mentioned the fact the league and cup double. I forgot the league leader shield. It's a hat trick of trophies.
It was a hat trick. Yeah, they did extremely well last year, did Leeds. And he's right there, Callum, when he says that everybody in the league will be after them. And, you know, certainly, I think as well, when you look at it, the fact that they've been a little bit disrupted with the training over the course of the pre-season, Warrington will have a good chance against them, I feel. But let's see where they are after 23 rounds. I certainly still tip Leeds. I also tip Wigan as well, though.
Speaking of Wigan, I course, we're with Matty Smith as we reflected on last year's heartbreak. Matty Smith, let's touch with the runners up for last year. How disappointed was you to come so close, but yet so far?
Yeah, it's massively disappointing again to get to that stage, playing on, you know, playing on Old Trafford and coming up losers. It's, you know, it's not a nice place to lose, but you know, someone has to, and unfortunately for us, it was us on the day. We've got ourselves to blame. We weren't good enough, and you know, we need to be better this year. I think we've got a fantastic squad together again. You know, Sam's come back, obviously Willie Isa, and them young lads are another year on, so we'll be looking for to go one better this year.
Just looking ahead for the start of the new season, you've got the World Club Challenge as well. What a challenge is that is going to be, excuse the pun?
Yeah, it is massive challenge again against, you know, a fantastic Broncos side that, you know, got, as well, got through to the final, and for me, they were the best side as a whole last year. You know, I know they didn't end up winning it, but I think consistency, they were great, and you know, so it's going to be a great test for us. But I think you know, we probably concentrated on that game too early last year. You know, we've got two really important games in the league first, which we need to win. You know, one against Catalans at home and then Huddersfield away, which is important games for us. So to get off to a good start and get that confidence up for going into the Broncos game. But it's definitely going to be one that I'm looking forward to.
Always a lot of expectation at the start of the season on Wigan. That's from your fans. How do you guys deal with that?
Yeah, that's from everyone. I think Wigan as a club, it's, you know, for me, it's probably one of the biggest clubs in the world. It's, you know, we've had a bit of success over the past couple of years, but yeah, there's pressure. But I mean, I think we enjoy that pressure. I think it makes players play better. And they'll be no different this year. Everyone will be saying, you know, Wigan will be up there at the end of the year. They'll, you know, I think we're favourites up to now, which, you know, you don't want to take any notice of, but you obviously know that's going on. And, you know, but we're just looking forward to starting well first and taking, I know it's an old cliche, but the way the league's set out now is taking each game as it comes, because if you have a week off, then you get beat. And that's what we did last year. We went into games where we thought we were gonna win, and we lost, and you know, weren't consistent enough.
You mentioned some of your new signings. How great is it to have Sam Tompkins back?
Oh, massive! Yeah, not just for his ability on the field. I think what he gives us as well off it. You know, his experience he's got for such a young lad as well. You know what he's going to bring to the young players. You know that experience. You know, guiding them is massive as well. So it's we're a pretty young squad, and you know, to have senior players like him, you know, Lockers, Joel, Mickey, people like that, you know, it's great for the young kids coming through.
Already busy for yourself. You've been juggling your commitments with Wigan, but you've also been juggling your commitments by getting married as well.
Yeah, got married on Saturday. So, yeah, fantastic day for obviously for me, Jen, and the family. And you know, didn't get much of an honeymoon, but we had a great day Saturday. And now that's over. We're looking forward to the season. Well, I am. I don't know about Jen.
Well, she lets him off with that comment. Don't be causing any arguments in the early days of getting married.
Yeah, I hope you've not caused the first divorce of the Super League season there. Asking Matty about how he's going on there. But I tell you what, it sounds like from what he was saying, Wigan's ready. Wigan's ready for this challenges this season. And you were saying about him potentially finishing top.
Yeah, only because Super Sam's back, and I think when he's on his game, he's unplayable, and he gives them that extra edge that they've lacked last year a little bit.
He's not coming back till Easter, though, is he?
Might be fully refreshed and raring to go then, won't he?
Yeah, I suppose you're right. Yeah, he hasn't had the most successful spell in the NRL, but then again, few players do they, when they end up going from the British game. It's only like your Mal Reelys of the world, and even your Sam Burgesses, who have tasted success down there.
Yeah, Sam Tompkins obviously struggled to adapt to the British Rugby League, Australian Rugby League, I do apologise. Coming this way amongst a host of overseas players that have a taste of Super League is Frank the Tank, Frank Pritchard for Hull FC. Big character, big frame of a beast of a player. Do you think he'll go okay?
I certainly hope so, yeah. I mean, let's face it, Hull have been real underachievers for the last couple of years. They've always promised a lot, haven't they, with the squads they put together, and then not really delivered. But with Frank the Tank in there, I'm sure they'll do much better this year.
He's a big guy, but he speaks rather softly. Have a listen to this.
I still doing good, mate. You know, I've been here for, you know, just over 2 months now, so, it's been great, yeah.
Reputation built on big hits. I'm sure defences in Super League will be quivering in the boots.
You know, at the end of the day, just got to make my tackles, man. So, yeah, it's been it's a physical battle last week, but just got to do what's right for the team. Yeah, it's, you know, focused on the team. Yeah.
And what do you make of the whole club since you've been there?
Yeah, no, it's been great. You know, they've welcomed me with open arms, and the fans have been awesome. You know, the team's gelling well together. So, you know, it was good to have that hit out last week against OKR. So it was good.
Fair to say, Hull have been the biggest underachievers in Super League for a few years. Yes. Successful time at Canterbury. You're hoping to replicate that success here at Hull?
Yeah, of course. You know, no one wants to come over here and be a deadbeat. So, you know, they've underachieved the last couple of years. But, you know, to their credit, they've gone out and signed, you know, a couple of new boys in the team that can potentially, you know, give the club what they want. So, you know, the fans have a right to be upset. You know, being underachievers over the last couple of years. But, you know, looking forward to a big year this year.
Had an early taste of the Humberside Derby. Any other big games you're looking forward to playing them?
Yeah, I'm just looking forward to, you know, playing the top teams within the comp. So, you know, if we can, you know, match with them during the season. I know it's a long season, but at the end of the day, if we match with these top teams, you know, we can, you know, give the season a good rattle. Yeah.
That's an MP's answer, wasn't it?
I like that. Give a season a good rattle.
Yeah. Imagine going out on the field first game with a baby's rattle.
I think anything but, yeah, what a signing he could prove to for Hull.
Right, we heard from Matty Smith saying that his team play Catalan. We know Leeds are playing Warrington in the first round of the Super League. What else are the fixtures?
Well, Hull play against Salford Red Devils. St Helens host Huddersfield Giants. That's happening on the Friday night. On the Sunday, it's Hull Kingston Rovers against Castleford, Wakefield against Widnes. And in the Kingston Press Championship, as we've heard, it's Batley against Lee, Bradford Bulls at home to Featherstone, Halifax at home to Whitehaven, Oldham against London Broncos, as we heard. Swinton Lions get the first taste of Championship rugby against Dewsbury Rams, and Workington Town at home to Sheffield.
This is our time. Are we ready?
Across Warrington Hospital.
Across Warrington Hospital.
With a bigger variety of music.
This is your Feel Better station.
General.
Radio General.